Gilberto Luiz Fernandes. Sou preso da casa de detenção.
My name is Gilberto Luiz Fernandes. I'm a prisoner in the house of detention in São Paulo, Brazil, serving 20 years for my part in the wounding of a policeman. I've done wrong, and I know I should be punished, but our justice system here is very severe and very corrupt. It's particularly bad to be in prison if you're ill. I have been waiting for treatment to a leg wound for nearly 2 years now, and I still can't get attention to it. Look around you here, and you'll see that there are people with cancer, incurable diseases, but the judicial system never gives people the chance to get treatment outside. If you counted how many people are HIV positive, you would find a lot of cases. And if you take those cases to the authorities, they don't want to know. There are a lot of problems here. Many people are neglected, especially when it comes to medicine. We don't have medicine here for the number of ill people we have. We see a lot of sad things. We try to help, but we can't do much. We can try to help someone by giving them a bath, for example, but what they really need is treatment. Healthcare doesn't exist in the house of detention.
Casa de detenção, não existe a saúde da casa de detenção.
My name is Father Gunther. I'm working here in the prison pastoral ministry in this detention house, and my option is to stay beside the most suffered prisoners that we have here, and the health problem is so strong here, and the prisoners, they can't speak to the society, and they have a lot of existential needs, and faith passes by solidarity. And so I'm very happy to be a brother of them in solidarity and faith. At least God is seeing the situation and we can cooperate with our prisoners.
Eu estou preso pelo artigo 157, parágrafo 3º.
I was given my prison sentence under Article 157, paragraph 3 of the Brazilian Penal Code. That is for attempted murder during a robbery. In 1995, I stole a car, and while we were getting away, the police chased us, and we crashed the car, and there was a gun battle. And unfortunately, one policeman was wounded, but didn't die. But with our judicial system, they tried to give us the longest possible sentences, so I was sentenced to 20 years in jail. I was shot in the leg and had an operation to fix a shattered femur bone that meant having 3 screws put into it. I should have had these removed. But after I was sentenced, no one was interested in treating me. The wound started to become infected. After about a year of waiting and asking, they sent me to the Bandeirantes Hospital, and the doctor there said that he could take the screws out of the bone there and then. I was relieved, at least the pain will be over. But when I got there, he refused to give me anesthetic. He said, "You prisoners don't want anesthetic. You do harm to other people. You deserve to suffer. Anesthetic is a waste on you." I know there are some evil people here, but they all have a human heart, and sometimes they are here by mistake, or like me, for too long. It's different if you have money, you can buy treatment, better conditions, and even shorter sentences. I didn't make any money from my crime, all I got was a shattered leg and a shamed family, and I've lost 20 years of my life.
I combined Gilberto for more than 1 year, seeing how he was suffering. And when the doctor in the hospital rejected to give anesthesia to him, it is an international crime of medicine if a medical act in this way.
Fiquei um ano e meio internado.
I was stuck in the health wing for a year and a half, and in that time all I saw was people dying because of medical negligence. When the prisoner gets to a hospital, the doctor says, "He's dying, send him back. Let him die in the house of detention, because we don't have space here." That's what they say.